Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead to one of the most wonderful feasts in the church calendar, the Feast of the Holy Family. When family life is under attack these days, I think we need even more to thank God for what we do have, for what we do understand, and to ask Him to bless our families. Ask Him to really bless our families with His presence, with His love, that we might do His will for the glory of His name. Pope Emeritus Benedict said this: "The family is the privileged setting where every person learns to give and to receive love." To give and to receive love. Is that going on in your family? The family is an intermediate institution between individuals and society, and nothing can completely take its place. The family is a necessary good for peoples, an indispensable foundation for society, and a great and lifelong treasure for couples. It is a unique good for children who are meant to be the fruit of the love, of the total and generous self-giving of their parents. The family is also a school that enables men and women to grow to the full measure of their humanity. O God, who in the Holy Family left us a perfect model of family life, lived in faith and obedience to your will, help us to be examples of faith and love for your commandments. Amen. Pope Emeritus Benedict, worth pondering. The opening prayer for today is this, that is, for this Sunday, the Feast of the Holy Family. O God, who were pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them. Graciously grant that we may imitate them. In practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity, and so in the joy of your house, delight one day in eternal rewards. Brothers and sisters, I salute all you mothers and fathers out there. I salute all of you who listen to this program. And I ask that the Lord would increase grace in your heart for family life, that you would increase grace and wisdom to love one another and to love your children, that they may in turn go out into the world and spread that love. May God be gracious to us and help us. And if you've made a lot of mistakes and life is difficult, turn to the Lord right now and say, Lord, I want to rectify what I can. I want to change what I can. Will you give me the grace? Will you give me the hope? And pray to the Holy Family. Ask Joseph and Mary, and of course Jesus. Ask them to bless you with the wisdom and the insight if something needs to be rectified or changed. Let family life flourish for the sake not only of this world, but of the next. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Sirach, chapter 3, verses 2 to 6 and 12 to 14. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches. Who reveres his mother? Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, hear that, brothers and sisters, even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten, firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The implication here is that kindness to your father brings blessing to your mother and love and peace. Brothers and sisters, ask God to help us to love one another more and better. Sometimes love means speaking hard truth, but hard truth spoken with love has power to change. Psalm 128 tells us, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in His ways." Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. That means honors the Lord, puts the Lord's commandments, His call to us first in our lives. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. And look at the promise, "For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord." That is, to obey Him, to respect Him, to revere His word, to follow Him, and to repent when you fail. "The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life." This is so important, brothers and sisters. I stand here realizing that my words are so inadequate to explain how God wants family life to flourish in His presence, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if we turn to God, we turn to the Trinity, we call out for help, we ask for wisdom, God will give it. If conversion is needed, ask for it, pray for it. If you've experienced persecution, forgive your enemies and pray that they change their hearts, that God's grace is responded to. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has so much for us. "Come to me," said Jesus, "all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest." To rectify things in the family, you need to be close to God. Draw near. Ask Him for help. Even if it's every minute, ask Him for help. And the second reading is St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 21. "Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also do." So must you also do. "And over all these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Brothers and sisters, God so wants to set us free. The relationship between husbands and wives is so critical. Respect one another, uphold one another, honor one another, support one another. Your children will see that, and that will change many things, many things. The gospel for today, I have to move ahead here quickly, so that I can at least proclaim to you the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. "When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." This is Joseph and Mary taking Jesus up to the temple for the feast of the presentation. I'll skip a little bit. "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." So here's a man who for years has served in the temple. "It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord." He was given an inspiration that he would not see death until he had seen the Christ. So he came in the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Do you see? Do you see what years of perseverance in prayer, genuine prayer, can do for you? He was able to recognize the Christ, even though no one expected him to come this way except the prophets. But Simeon had read and prayed. Brothers and sisters, pray. Seek him. Draw into a deeper relationship with him. You'll be so much better in a place to love your spouse and to love your children. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." So he tells them they're going to suffer. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple. Basically, she lived there. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. And when they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how to emphasize to you any more clearly, your life of prayer is the foundation of your marriage, the foundation of husbands and wives and their relationships to one another. It's the foundation for a good home. If you've never prayed or never heard, never seen, never experienced your parents or grandparents praying for you, turn to the Lord. Pray the Lord's Prayer and just say, "Lord, help me. Teach me how to pray." And then take a Bible and read the readings that I give you every day. Read them and ask God to let his word, which is living, his word isn't just printed words on a page. His word is living and active. And as you read the words, the power of the word can go from your head to your heart. And it can change you. Family life needs help. And it needs holy men and women. Holy doesn't mean perfect. Holy means I trust God for everything. And I turn to him every day, whether in petition or thanksgiving. May God give you the grace to be a holy family. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you to read again my booklet on Faith More Precious Than Gold. I've been talking a lot about faith and will continue to do so. And that booklet could be very helpful to you or to others you'd like to give it. Simply call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or go online to renewalministries.net and click on bookstore.